B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.77 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, he's in trouble again. So we have to have a little mini morning court for one Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. He is the defendant in the case, and the plaintiff is
Lorraine Groves, daughter of Greg Groves.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, you all know who Tom Brady is, but Lorraine is the daughter of Greg Groves, the Tiffany silversmith, who created the first model of the Lombardi Trophy.
Okay. She was not happy when Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, the defendant, threw or tossed, I should say,
Drunkenly, Your Honor.
I think he had a couple
Drunkenly tossed.
There was some influence, alcohol influence. Yes, true. But he didn't appear to be over the limit. Just a nice glow. A nice afternoon glow in Tampa Bay.
Hammered is in the eye of the beholder. Okay.
A little day drinking.
Yeah.
To celebrate the Super Bowl. He does an underhand toss. Here's Exhibit A. It was caught. Little Vivi was not happy with Daddy.
Yeah, let me just say that he was encouraged by his young daughter to not throw the trophy, Your Honor.
Okay.
And my Your client, plaintiff. Lorraine, hasn't slept.
That's what she said, right?
That's what she said.
Here's Lorraine.
Like,
here's
my exhibit.
Here's Lorraine. Okay.
Good. It just really upset me that this trophy was disgraced and disrespected by being thrown as if it was a real football. This has nothing to do with your athletic ability whatsoever. It has everything to do with disrespecting a highly coveted trophy. I personally would like an apology, not just to me and my family and the other silversmiths, but to the fans.
To the fans. I'm not asking for an apology. I'm a fan. Are you asking for an apology?
I'll take it.
No, just for
I want him to be say sorry for a lot of things. Actually.
All right. We need
if he's going to start there, we can continue.
Oh, no. There's not going to be a continuation. This is a simple case. Does Tom Brady owe the plaintiff, Lorraine, an apology?
How about we phrase it differently? Because I hate the expression, owe an apology. Because I always say no, even if the person's wrong.
Okay.
Should Tom Brady reach out to my client and apologize for his drunken behavior?
Okay.
I'd like to petition for a change of venue. I don't think there's any way this can be a fair trial.
Not Will. Let's. Well, we're going to take 12 callers.
Right.
If we could get
12 angry men. Come on.
That's it. Or angry women. We'll just take it simple. Is he guilty or not?
And,
okay. 888-410-1057. A jury of Tom's peers will weigh in.
He has no peers.
Yeah.
There are no
peers.
He's
the greatest of all time.
I've heard he's the third greatest white man ever, I heard somebody say.
Who's number one?
Jesus, Elvis, and then Tom Brady. I heard somebody say that. So, anywho.
Who are you hanging out with?
That's an old friend of mine.
Okay.
All right, 888. I'm not saying I agree. 888-410-1057. We need a jury of 12 just to chime in real quick. We won't take too much of your time. And just let us know if he's guilty or innocent. Okay, juror number one, what do you say?
Hi, I'd say that Tom Brady would have no problem apologizing. I feel he'd want to.
Just
and
say yes or no. Should
he
or should he not?
Yes or no.
Yes or no.
Oh, yeah, he should.
All right.
All right.
Thank
one
you.
Should.
There's one. All right. Good morning. You're jury number two. What do you say?
Thank you. Not guilty.
Not guilty. There's her not guilty.
No. Okay.
Juror number three, what do you say?
Innocent.
Innocent. That's a not guilty plea. Yeah. Thank you. 888-410-1057. Good morning. How do you plead?
Or, he's not guilty.
Not guilty.
Yeah.
There you go. We have a guy named... All right. Is this Christian?
Yes.
All right, Christian, what do you say?
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Right now, I mean, it looks
4-1 so far.
4-1, yeah.
4-1. All right, we'll see if we can take a few more jurors at 888-410-1057. Right now, it would appear the jury is slanted towards
lunch isn't over yet.
My client,
stick around for it.
Edward Patrick Brady. All right, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more, 725. Happy Fat Tuesday. That's good.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm wishing you a happy Fat Tuesday.
You've been waiting all year for this, haven't you?
I have not. What's there? I mean, I like a Fat Tuesday.
I love it when I render you speechless. It's my favorite.
It really is.
It is.
Well, let me tell you something. You're about to be rendered speechless yourself. Brian, the bailiff, please. Do we have a verdict?
Yeah, I believe the verdict is in, Bob. The jurors have spoken.
And here they are. Last time we checked, Tom was looking to be innocent of all charges. Let's see. Hi, ROR. As a member of the jury, how do you plead to convict or not convict Tom Brady?
Absolutely innocent. He doesn't owe an apology. Gronk hit a baseball with the Super Bowl trophy. No one had a problem with that.
There it is. Yep. Thank you. All right, juror number 7. What's your what's your take?
I think he's a little too high on his horse. He needs to be taken down a peg. He's guilty.
Thank you, sir. ROR, is he guilty or innocent?
He's innocent. He's no more guilty than Gronk was when he used it in the past.
Yep. Thank you. ROR, good morning, juror. What's your plead?
Listen, when you buy a Ferrari and you total it, you don't apologize to Ferrari. He earned it. He owns it. Not guilty.
I like
it. Such a strange
way to ROR, good morning. What do you say?
Not guilty.
Another not guilty. Wow. I think he's going to get away with it. All right, ROR, what do you say? Guilty or not guilty?
He's not guilty, and where was she when Gronk used it as baseball bat the last time they had the duck boat?
That is the extenuating circumstances that is damning her case for your client.
Plus the fact that the trophy's bought and paid for and it's got nothing to do with her anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like a Ferrari.
You bought it, you own it.
Call back. Bye.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, you know, the Ferrari analogy.
Yeah, right. Because you know,
you buy it, you wreck it. You don't blame Ferrari. You can't. You don't have an apology.
No.
So anyway.
No, you just have to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, why am I such a tool?
I don't think that's what he says when he looks in the mirror.
I think he says,
I'm Thomas Brady.
I'm Thomas Patrick Brady.
A jury of his peers say he doesn't owe an apology. So there you go. And I agree. It's
fine. I'm just so glad it's in sync, you guys.
You win your 7th Super Bowl. You can do whatever you want.
That'd I don't think it does.
I mean, it is heavy, but it's sealed up.
There's divers. They go there and there.
They're divers.
Maybe we can call Bob Kraft, see if we can do some experiments with some of those with Lombardis, six. See if they float.
Oh, so right. Anyway, Will it float? Yeah,
exactly. Okay, so that was the undercard, as you say, Brian, for today's morning court. We have Vinny. He's going to be calling in a few minutes. Vinny, uh-oh. Hmm. Oh, he didn't, as they can say.
Well, this what you do.
Vinny Blue Valentine's.
Oh, no.
Vinny Blue Valentine's with the wifey. He's in the doghouse.
How did this happen?
We'll see if we can let the dogs out.
Okay.
Vinny's morning court. That comes up in 12 minutes. He needs your help, gentlemen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.